Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome, welcome all of you. My name is Sonamin, and this is Sonamin Production. So tonight we are going to be talking about texting and the rise of a robotic society. That's right. We are now living, especially in the U.S., in a society, a country, that has gone totally robotic. Let's first start off with texting. The texting today is that it's the norm. No one wants to talk anymore. No one wants to communicate anymore. As far as verbally or face-to-face. Everyone wants to text. So that is the basically the topic that I'm going to be talking about. So this is an open show, and if you want to call in, you are more than welcome to call in. It's the number is 516-590-0968-516-590-0968. You can listen
also by, you know, online through the computer if you have a laptop, a desktop, whatever. So I want to say welcome to all, wherever you may be around the world, and welcome to the show. So as far as texting is really not a form of communication as far as something serious, okay? You know the issue that has been caused, you know, by texting. So it's a lot of issue, especially in relationships and a lot of things, okay? As we know that if you are, you know, like looking for like a girlfriend, whatever the case, or you want to date someone, I don't think texting is the way to basically go about it, okay? As far as getting to know someone, okay? A lot of people do believe that texting is a form of a communication. It's basically like email, okay? You know, you're basically, you know, hiding behind the machine. That's basically what it is. It is not a form of humane communication, okay? The only way to communicate is verbally, you know, by talking, using your mouth, okay? And this is why God gave us a mouth to speak, to talk, you know, that's why. That's what's called communication. You're communicating between two people or a group of people. That's called communication. But when you are texting, basically, it's not communication at all, because, first of all, there's a lack. Well, as far as humane connection, it's non-existent. It's not even a lack. It doesn't exist, period, okay? It's robotic. It's very machinist, okay? And you can basically feel someone when they're texting you. You can really know, you know, what they're feeling, what's going on, and things like that, okay? So I think that this is the reason why someone, like, a lot of time when someone want to avoid you, they'll just text, just, you know, just to avoid you. So if you have never met someone, and you want to get to know them, especially, you know, if you're like on a dating scene, whatever the case may be, if you basically want to kill up the relationship from the start, you know, you can just text, okay? And I do know that, I do notice that a lot of people that are into this trend, they're not really thinkers, they're not thinking at all, okay? They have become so brainwashed and so robotic. So they're basically following the trend. They're following whatever somebody else is doing, okay, as far as just texting, just for the heck of texting, okay? When they don't know that, that, you know, texting can basically hurt you more than it helps, okay? You know how texting has caused many accidents, you know, people walking and cars and things like that. So it's a distraction. That's what it is. It's a distraction, okay? And for me, like, texting is very time-consuming, okay? If I need to talk to someone, it's easier for me to pick up the phone, talk to them a few minutes, get to the point, tell them what I had to tell them, and hang up, okay? When you text in, okay, not only is this it's a just distraction, especially when you're trying to get something done, like if you're at work or you're trying to get done something done online, something very important, and it's also time-consuming. So not only is it a distraction, it's time-consuming. Sometimes you can be texting back and forth 2-3 hours, okay? When if you spoke and if you have talked to that person on the phone or face to face or verbally, it could have just taken a few minutes. You see, it's very time consuming. Okay, so where is this going? Well, I do believe that whoever invented the texting, especially for today, those that are not out in the dating world, those that are, you know, that's been married and things like that, so they don't know what's going on. But for those that are, you know, being divorced or whatever the case may be, they're having a hard time, you know, dating or finding the right person because of the lack, you know, the coldness, you see? The coldness, you know, in the society, like, you know, people no longer want to talk to you, you know, even if you go, you know, to businesses, certain places. You know, you just say hi, and people are just running away. You know, they're saying hi to you while they're basically like running away, you know, walking fast, you know. No one wants to talk anymore. Nobody. When you go into a grocery store, it's cold in there. I'm not talking about just the AC. I'm talking about cold. People pushing their shopping cart just like a bunch of zombies. Okay, they don't even know they don't even know acknowledge anything at all. And everyone is on the iPhone or Android phone. Everyone is on the phone texting. They're walking down the aisle picking up some grocery. They're texting their life away. You see, and you see that everywhere. You know, like you know, you walk into a doctor's office. Wherever you go, everyone is in a rush. Everyone they're rushing because they're trying to avoid to interact with you. You see, so this is why you know when they're giving you a service, they're doing it as fast as possible because they're avoiding that interaction. Okay, they're avoiding that interaction as far as talking to you, and conversation with you. See, they're avoiding that. You see, so this is why they have that that rush. Okay. I don't know if this has ever happened to you guys. Like, have you ever tried to call someone, they don't pick up the phone, but they'll text you right away? The second you hang up the phone because they didn't pick up, they'll text you right away. You see? So, I myself, I'm not a texting person. Once in a blue moon, if I know someone, you know, they're already part of my life, like family or friend, whatever the case may be, like, if I need to go somewhere or like I'm running a few minutes late, I'll just drop a text real quick. Very simple text. Hey, I'm running late. I'm running 10 minutes late, and that's it. You see? But I don't make that part of my life because, like I say, because to me, then, you know, if you text him to get to know a stranger, you know, basically there's really no way to get to know someone to text him. And I do believe this is why people get themselves into a lot of problems, you know, especially online and things like that, because when you don't know who you're dealing with online, who's on the other side of the computer, who's behind that profile and things like that, and you start texting them, it could be, you feel about catfishing, whatever the case may be, you know, they thought it was a man and they were really communicating to a woman and all that stuff, you know, or guys thinking, you know, and they're really dealing with underage girls and things like that, you see? And this is the reason why, you see? So people no longer thinking, okay? And this is the rise of a robotic society. This is the rise of the machines, okay? So to turn humans into machines, you see? To turn women into machine, okay? And there's a movie that Christian Bale made, and Christian Bale he's that very good-looking Irish actor, Christian Bale. And the name of the movie is called Equilibrium. Equilibrium, okay? It's Equilibrium, okay? It's a very good movie, and it talks about how not into the distant future, not too far away, like the near future, it has become a crime, and it's illegal to feel. It's illegal to own pictures. It's illegal to read a book. It's illegal to listen to music, you see? It's illegal to just have emotion. It's illegal to love. You see, you cannot feel it, you cannot talk about it, and you cannot show it either, okay? And those crimes are penalized by death, yeah. If they catch you, you're going to die. And the way to die and then when they cremate a body, yeah, they'll put you into a furnace and they'll burn you. You see, that's the death penalty, to be burnt, okay? So I do believe the movie is kind of old. The movie is like more than 20 years old, and you basically can watch it online and basically it's the message behind that movie. You see how the society, especially here in the U.S., and I think in most of the West world, but I think especially here, okay, because I've seen this problem is mainly here, the lack of human interaction and communication, it's here, okay? And I do believe that, I'm telling you, it's coming, that it's going to become, you know, basically illegal just to be a human being, period, to feel anything, you know? So it's going to become a crime, you know? And also that when you live, like, in a community, some places here around the U.S., you know, and basically they call it community, but it's not a community at all because most of your neighbors, you don't know who they are. They don't want to talk to you. They hide inside their houses. They go to work. When they come back home from work, you know, they pull the car inside the garage and they close the garage right behind them, okay, and that's it. And you don't see them. They stay inside, okay? Nobody wants to talk to anybody anymore, you know, and I'm talking about most people. I'm not talking about everywhere and everybody, but I'm talking about, like, I would say about 75 to 80% of the population here in the U.S. is like that, you know? It's not a place that where you know, you can go in, you know, if you tell someone, hey, you want to come over for dinner tonight? They look at you like you're mad. They look at you like you're crazy. You see, if you invite someone, a total stranger, like your neighbor or someone, that you, hey, you want to come over to dinner tonight, you see? So everyone is there afraid of everybody. Nobody wants to talk to you. Nobody has time to talk to you. You see, and no wonder that, you know, people in the U.S. are so depressed, so down, you know? Okay, lonely. There's an issue of loneliness here in the U.S., okay? Nobody talks to you. The only time people talk to you here is it has to do with business. If it has to do with business, you know, selling you something or buying something, then they'll talk to you. That's the only time people talk to you. Okay, if you go, you know, you want to go buy a place, buy a house, whatever, you know, so that's the only time people talk to you. But after that, nobody wants to talk to you. Okay, and if you, you know, try to make a conversation with someone, they'll just either brush you off or cut you off. You see, so this is why tonight, you know, I talk about, you know, the rise of the robots, the rise of a robotic society. The rise. Stay tuned. I'll be right back in a few minutes. Hello, I'm back, yes. And to finish the show off, I just want to say that just don't get caught up in the trend. Just don't get caught up in losing basically your humanity, okay? The way to feel, you know, how you feel, okay? Because that's what keeps us, will keep you going, okay? Your humanity, your feeling, okay? You know, the reason to feel, okay? Purpose to feel, okay? Because once you stop feeling, then you stop to lose love. You no longer will know what love is about, you see? And this is why you find a lot of people, basically, they just don't care. You know, they just don't care. Okay, you lose love, you lose empathy, okay? You lose the way to care for each other and care about yourself and all that. So don't lose yourself in the process. Don't lose yourself in the process. So try to interact with people as much as you can, okay? Try to stay a human being, okay? The one with feelings. Okay, take time to talk to someone, take time to call someone or visit someone, okay, and sit down and have a conversation with somebody, okay? I would say about when was the last time families in the U.S. basically sat down and had dinner together? You know, there's a few places around the country that still does that, but most people today, they're no longer doing that. Families, you know, or a household no longer sits together around a table and have dinner together, you see? And this is why you see so many takeout places everywhere, okay? Because, you know, the men, most of the time the men don't work, the woman is the one that's working, the woman is working, taking care of her family. She basically is too tired to come home and cook, okay? So she just grabbed takeout, you see? Everybody has their own schedule. Everybody has their own Android phone or iPhone. Everybody is texting their life away, videos themselves away, you know, and basically everyone has their own schedule. So no one is coming together anymore to sit down and talk. And whoever planned that, you know, the higher society that planned that, they knew what they were doing, because you know, if they can get people not to sit down and have dinner, because, you know, when you sit down and have dinner on the table with your family, that's the time you're going to talk and catch up and get to know each other even better. Because don't think that just because your family think you know them, okay? Because I have people in my family, like, relatives or cousin, whatever, and when I thought I knew them well, and every time I get together with them, I'm something new. So you never really fully get to know someone. Okay, so by not having dinner and all that stuff, basically you have lost touch. You lost touch. You drift away, and you grow apart. You see. So anyway, my name is Sonamin, and thanks for visiting my show, and it's for Sonamin Productions, and if you want to know more, just visit my website at sonamin.com, and you have a blessed night, and I'll see you soon, okay? Thank you.